welcome to the Eastminster Students Podcast. We have a special episode for you today. I'm here with Matt.
Hello.
And we have, there's been a little bit of a radio silence as we have gotten our summer interns.
Yeah.
I was expecting way more excitement than that.
Yeah!
That is what I like to hear. We are stoked to have our summer interns. So this podcast, we wanted to take the time to get to know them. So we're going to be interviewing our three summer interns. Matt, you have any words before we dive into some interviews?
No, just to parents and students out there, we are launching our ministries for June. If you haven't seen that today, we're recording this on a Wednesday. This podcast probably won't drop until, Tuesday. Won't drop until tomorrow, Thursday. But we're launching our grow groups for high school. Mike, you're launching some stuff for middle school. So check our website. If you're not in the e-news, subscribe. We'll be communicating through our regular channels this week.
Yep. Things are starting to begin. So
yep.
We're very excited about that. Without further ado, let's bring in our first intern.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yes, we have with us today Sam Pomeroy.
Samuel Jefferson Pomeroy.
Yep, that's my middle name. That's it. Right on the money.
You know, I just had a feeling that was your middle name.
Yeah.
I just went for it. I was correct?
Well, you were really, really close. It's okay. Samuel Allen Pomeroy.
Samuel Allen.
Jefferson Allen. Easily
mistaken.
You know
mistakeable. Who else has the middle name Allen?
Who?
Someone in this room.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Yeah. How do you spell it, though?
A-L-A-N.
Same.
That's the same.
That's a rare spelling.
I think I knew that, actually.
That is incredible.
Let's go.
It's the middle name spelling.
Yes.
Yeah. People with the first name Allen.
You got to add the extra
like
L.
Yeah.
You know, because if it's just the one L, it's not quite as strong.
Exactly.
But for a middle, you want it to kind of roll, you know.
Excellent. For sure.
Excellent work.
What we're going to do, Sam, we're going to put you on the hot seat.
All right.
So we're going to just throw rapid fire questions. Don't overthink it.
Rapid fire.
Give us your answers.
Answers.
Mike, start them off with the first question.
First question is this. What grade are you in? What college are you going to? What are you studying or have studied? And what do you plan to do with the rest of your life? Go.
All right. I don't know the number of grade, but I just graduated from Washburn University with a degree in political science. And I'm starting at Washburn Law School in the fall.
Wow.
So plans to be a lawyer. What kind of lawyer? I don't know yet, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Matt.
What is your favorite restaurant in the city of Wichita?
I'm going to go with El Vecino.
Yes.
I'm a pizza guy, and that's just top of the line
good
pizza.
Good choice. So good.
Now, Sam, have you ever gotten the calzone at El Vecino?
Yes, I have gotten the calzone. When I'm feeling a little edgy, I do get the calzone.
Yeah.
Extra marinara on the side.
Oh, my goodness.
Great
choice. You will feel like death afterwards because there's just so much bread. But
yes,
it is a delicious, delicious meal. Sam, what are some hobbies that you have? What do you like to do in your spare time?
One of my hobbies is playing soccer. I grew up playing soccer. Kind of just runs in the Pomeroy family, honestly. But playing soccer, followed by Netflix. Netflix is
Did you play kick the ball at Washburn?
No.
Sorry.
No. Well, I played intramurals, so basically
Nice.
I am a college athlete.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But no, not officially, but sure. We'll say yes. But Netflix.
Nice. Good hobby.
Yes. Great hobby. Definitely balances out soccer.
Yeah.
Also play some disc golf every once in a while.
Yeah.
Throw the disc.
Yeah.
Just toss a disc.
So students, if you're listening, you want to play some disc golf. Hit Sam up. I'm sure he'd be down for a round.
I can give you some lessons. Take note. I am better. I am the best of all the interns. So
remember that. Bold claim.
Yes.
Bold claim. But I believe it.
So future attorney, why internship? What led you to this, to apply for this? What led you this direction? Go.
Well, I was kind of tired of working in offices, and this is one of the last chances I could get to really be out. Hang out with kids, like my passion's building relationships. So, like, I want to get to know all of you guys, all you students. And I love this church. I love what we do. And I wanted to have some fun. Obviously, the coronavirus kind of ruin some things, but we're still looking forward to having tons of fun, still find ways to connect and have a great summer.
You said you love this church. How long have you been around Eastminster?
We moved over here when I was in eighth grade, I believe. So not as long as some people, but yeah, we moved here when I was in eighth grade. So,
but you still have some experience.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Good deal. Let me ask you a question. So it's been kind of a weird time. You mentioned the coronavirus. We've had, you know, our nation's been just in upheaval. It's been a kind of crazy time. Mm-hmm. What are some, maybe what is a passage of scripture or a biblical story? What has been speaking to you lately? How have you been connecting with God? Has there been anything you've been learning or engaging in?
Yeah, I've been going through a devotional book on my own of some, like, what many people my age would probably call ancient theologians, like Augustine, other people, but it's all focusing on, like, what's at the base of your faith, and that's a love of God. And so finding ways to love God and in turn love others. And so a passage of scripture or a Bible story I've been thinking about a lot is the woman at the well, and how Jesus stepped in front of all those people to love her and love her first and love the least of these. And so I think that's very important for not only someone in ministry, but also just with what's going on in our nation, that love and loving others and loving the least of these and going and standing up for those people is extremely important right now. So that's what's been speaking to me recently.
That's awesome. Do you remember by chance the name of the devotional you're going through? If not, that's okay. We can maybe tag it afterwards.
It is written and edited by Richard Foster.
Oh, yeah.
Do I know the title of it? No, but
that's great. Foster is a legend. So.
He's a legend. He's pretty smart.
That's awesome, Sam. Matt, what do you got?
I was thinking about the devotional. What kind of music do you like?
I listen to lots of it, lots of different kinds. I'd say mostly alternative, folk, Mumford and Sons, Need to Breathe.
Nice.
I have pretty wide branches. There's some stuff I don't like. Opera, not exactly my thing.
Yes, no. Sorry. He started singing opera.
Matt actually sang in an opera. Pavarotti. Yeah.
Wow. It's
the Italian opera genius. Okay.
I love that. That was pretty good.
That was good.
I want to reframe the question. So you like alternative, all that. If you had a theme song when you walked in the room that would play.
Yes.
And like you're just like, this is my theme song. When I walk in.
How I would walk in. What would it be?
My theme song? Well, if we're playing the game correctly, the first song that came into my head was the YMCA song. I don't know why, but like I do love that song. I love dancing that song.
It's brilliant.
It's just high energy, lots of fun.
You learn letters. Yeah.
I love teaching other people letters.
Yeah, it's good.
So we're going to go with the YMCA song.
It's brilliant. Sam, you have walked through middle school, high school, now college, but I want you to think back your time. Middle school, high school. If you had one piece of advice. Holy buckets.
I'm sorry, dude. I couldn't hold it in.
Sorry about that. Matt just exploded.
Tried to hold it in, boys.
No, that was, man.
Unfortunate.
Hold on. I need to get a few towels and clean off the mics here. Sam, if you had one piece of advice for all of the high school, middle school years, what would it be?
I would say don't waste it, and that can be applied to so many different things. Don't waste time. Like, don't waste spending time too much time alone. Like, spend time with your friends.
Yeah.
You're never going to have community like you have in middle school and high school, especially when it comes to, like, a youth group community. Like, you'll never – it's very hard to replicate this in adult life. And also don't waste your time too much going after the wrong things. It's kind of a big concept and sometimes hard to figure out, but like where your priorities are, but focus on what's important in life and decide what's important to you and go after it.
Awesome. Brilliant.
Awesome. Well, Sam, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah.
If there anybody who wants to get in touch with Sam, he's here for the summer. He wants to hang out. How can they get in touch with you? Best way.
You can text me.
Okay.
Phone number is 316 200-0256.
Boom.
Follow me on Insta, SamSamPomeroy.
Boom.
Just like it sounds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're great. It's going to be awesome summer. Sam, we're thankful to have you this summer, and we'll chat with you later.
Sounds good.
Well done. Peace and grease. All right. We are on to our next intern, and this intern is one that I have just met for the first time this year. Is that the same for you, Matt?
Yeah, besides a phone call or two with interviews, yeah. This is Alexis Rivers.
Alexis Falula Rivers.
Is that close?
Yes. No, Gabrielle.
Oh, but man.
Pronunciation can get funky sometimes, so yes. I understand.
We're 0 for 2.
I got Sam's wrong as well, so I'm 0 for 2 on guessing middle names. Falula was a terrible guess.
I don't know what I was That's a very yeah. small part of the population.
Yes.
So what we're doing, you're in the hot seat. So for the next okay. five minutes, we're just going to throw out questions. First thing that comes to your mind, let it out. And we started with Sam to ask him, where are you in school? What are you studying? What are your future aspirations as of today?
Okay. So I am a sophomore at Wichita State University. My major is social work. After I graduate college, I plan on fostering. I'm super passionate about the foster care system and adoption. I don't necessarily plan on being a social worker per se. I think that is super awesome, but I do want to work for a church, go into ministry to some capacity, work for a nonprofit. That has been the dream for a few years now. So that's the goal.
So this heart for fostering and adoption, when did you sense that call? Cause that's amazing.
Well, it actually kind of started, I watched the movie Lion as a young kid. It's about this boy in India.
And like Simone and Tumba.
Yeah.
And Pumba.
Yeah.
that's different. That's
not
Lion
exactly.
King.
But,
Lion King. My bad.
Yeah. It's about a boy who gets lost and then gets adopted. And it's like a really powerful story. It's based on a true story. And I was just kind of like, wow, like adoption, like there are so many kids out there. I kind of view it as so when you're a missionary, we're all called to be missionaries, and you can be a missionary in your own backyard or you can go overseas. Both are equally great and amazing, and the Lord calls us to be a missionary. Mm-hmm. And I also think as Christians, like, we are called to the foster care system to some capacity, whether that's with prayer, giving, being an actual foster parent, adopting, or just serving. I think there are a million ways to get involved with it. And so then with fostering, for me, it's kind of like being a missionary, whereas you can adopt overseas, or we have so many kids right here in our own area that we may not realize that need our help and need loving people in their lives and people to pour into their lives. And so that's kind of how I view it, is I could adopt a child from Africa, which is just as meaningful and amazing.
Yeah.
I just feel called to the fostering kind of like in my own backyard thing. So that's kind of...
That's awesome. I feel inspired.
That's
awesome, Alexis.
And I think the Lord put foster care, especially like on my heart and my call to be a foster parent, whether that's single or married right away.
Yeah.
And he put that on my heart for a special reason, and I'm super excited about it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I've gotten to know you just a little bit, but I remember you've come from a family of a lot of brothers and sisters, correct? Tell us about that experience.
Yes. Okay. So I am the oldest of 12. I will be 20 in July, and I have 5 sisters and 6 brothers, all from the same parents. It's super great. We all love each other sometimes.
That is amazing.
But being the oldest is pretty fun. I wouldn't have it any other way. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is great. So what, thinking back, rewind a couple months, what led you to have interest in this internship? How'd you hear about it? What kind of led you to make that decision?
Yeah. Funny story, actually. I was on the phone with Calvin Pomeroy. Some of you may or may not know him. And he was like, man, like, I'm doing this internship this summer. I'm like hoping to do it. It sounds super cool. He was telling me a little bit about it. And I was like, oh, wow, that sounds awesome. And I was like, man, that's like kind of the dream. Like, I want to go into ministry. And like, I love kids. I'm a Young Life leader for Andover Central.
Oh, awesome.
And so I was kind of like, oh, like, that would be super cool. And he was like, yeah, well, I think the application is like closed. Like, it ended like last week. And I was like, oh, man. And I was like, well, I'm just going to apply anyway, just see what happens, you know, like, I'll give it to the Lord. And so I did, and then got a phone interview like the next day. So yeah. It was super cool.
That's awesome.
It worked itself out. Yeah. Thank you, Calvin.
Yeah. Shout out to Calvin. What a guy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we're glad you applied because it's going to be a good summer.
You're not a Wichita native.
No, I am not.
You're from?
I am originally from Minnesota. I am a Minnesota native.
Let's go.
Yes.
Sure, you betcha.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, Bag Flag.
That's
magazine.
Right.
Listen, we got ridiculed for our first few years here.
Oh, my goodness.
Every time I would say anything with a long A, everybody would repeat it, like when I was doing a sermon. Yeah. It drove me
during
nuts.
During the message.
So they worked it out of me. I no longer say "beg" because it just made people they understand it. So
they'd be like, "Wait, what is this? Tell me what this item is."
I know, right?
Yes.
Be like, oh. But and then my family moved to Kansas City right as I was going into high school. So when I go home, I go to Kansas City.
Okay.
So yes.
So in your time, I like food. I like going out to eat. Is there a favorite Kansas City restaurant that you like?
They're famous for their barbecue, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've actually never been to Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, which is the place that like everyone immediately goes to mind, the Kansas City, Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. I've never been. I'm a huge breakfast food person.
Yes.
Big sweet tooth, breakfast food is my favorite kind of meal. I'll have it any meal of the day, anytime. I really like First Watch, which is really similar to Homegrown.
Yeah. We have a lot. Our students love Homegrown.
Yes. Yeah. No. And I also just love coffee. I feel like that's a meal in itself.
Mm. How do you drink your coffee?
Black.
Yes.
I am a black coffee drinker for sure. But I also can get down with some fun lattes. I love those. Like the original, that's what I got. But now I do drink a lot of black coffee. Yeah, so
that's good.
Yeah.
So we're in a really unique season in the midst of a global pandemic, as well as our United States being torn apart through all kinds of tension and protests and wrestling with all of this. In your current life stage as a college student, what is God teaching you in this moment?
Mm-hmm. I think something I saw this summer on social media, and it was just like, I pray that that loving people would be more important than being right.
Mm.
And I think that is so true, especially in a time like right now. And something that's run through my mind is like, what would Jesus be doing right now here on this earth? And I think that he would be loving people. I think that he would be talking to everyone. And I'm just kind of like, I want to educate myself and learn and listen and pray. I think prayer is super powerful. And so I am trying to be more concerned with loving well instead of being right. That's kind of my mindset with everything that's going on right now.
Awesome.
So,
that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mike, any final questions?
Well, you kind of hit on a lot of them. I mean, if you've got a free Saturday afternoon, what will you find yourself doing?
Free Saturday afternoon. Well, probably getting coffee or ice cream with a friend, hopefully one of you guys.
Yeah.
Please reach out. I want to get to know you guys. And I love running and going on walks. Those are all super fun for me. I'm actually training for a half marathon.
Hey-o.
Right
now.
Wow.
So that's pretty fun. I do run a lot. So, yeah, that's probably what you might find me doing.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Do you know what marathon you want to run?
I'm running the Prairie Fire.
Yeah,
October 11th. So,
very cool.
That's exciting. Yeah. Speaking of running, Matt, shout out. Are you still doing your running game?
I was planning on it until the other day I went out running and completely felt pain in my right foot.
Oh.
So I'm trying to recover. But
okay.
We're going to put that on hold.
We're
talking about
hold.
My
Sorry,
running plans.
Yes.
And then we might talk about that
That's
next week.
That's such a bummer.
I know.
Yeah. Well, sorry about your foot.
To be continued.
Yes. Back to you, Alexis. What you said you'd love to reach out and or hear from students. So give us a few ways that they can do that.
Okay. So you can follow me on Instagram, shoot me a message. I will respond probably pretty quickly. My Instagram is at @its.alexisrivers. Or my phone number, which is 701-429-4244. So I'm trying to shoot some texts out to a lot of different girls with different information I've gotten. So
cool.
If I haven't texted you already, please text me. I would love that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good deal. All right, Matt, you got anything else?
Nope.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Excited. Thank you, Alexis.
Yes, thank you
guys. So excited to have you on the team.
Yeah.
And we got one more intern. And this intern, many of you probably already know.
He goes by the name Sethery Montgomery.
Sethery Flannery Montgomery.
Yes.
Did I get your middle name right?
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys knew it. Wow. Oh.
One for three.
One for three. One for three. Seth Montgomery. Oh, Seth, yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, it's a beautiful day out. Just feeling good. Feeling real good.
We're really excited to have you on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah. It's weird talking to Seth because I'm going to ask questions that I feel like I know some of the answers to, you know, but that's okay. So let's get going. Basically, we're just going to rapid fire you questions.
Oh yeah.
Say whatever you want. First of all, give our listeners a little bit of an introduction, who you are, where you go to school, what you're studying, what your aspirations are after college, some of that stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. So hi guys, I'm Seth Montgomery. I'm going to be a senior. Wow, that's crazy. Senior at K-State this next year, studying organizational management with a leadership minor. And hopefully, you know, in the future, looking to go into ministry of some kind.
Yeah.
So really happy to be on team here at the church.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good. Matt.
Sorry, I kept thinking about the K-State has the weird thing they say. It's like Mamu or something.
Oh, Emaw.
Emaw.
Emaw. Every man a wildcat.
That's what it means.
Oh,
I was trying to think, what does it stand
it's
for?
Like, yeah.
Well, I thought it was Mamu, so that made sense. Mm. I was confused.
Mamu.
Okay. Sorry. What? Okay, so you're wanting to go into ministry.
Mm.
You've known about this internship. You've been out at Westminster Woods past few summers.
Yes,
correct?
Past couple summers.
Did you choose us over them?
No.
That is such a great question.
Listen.
You know, hey.
I worked 4 summers at Westminster Woods. I get why people choose Westminster Woods mostly over us, but we often compete for the people.
Definitely.
And you chose us. You know,
wait, this is not a competition.
It's not a competition.
No,
agree.
I gotta
we
say,
respect.
You're right, Mike. It's not a competition, but that is actually a good question. Going into the summer, I actually going into the school year last year, having worked on staff again, that was my second year, I felt a lot of closure at the Woods. Mm. And I was like, you know, that was good. That had my run. It was a good stint. But
it was
honestly,
a good stint.
It was. But from the time I was in middle school, I knew one day I'm going to be that intern.
Yes.
I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
And here we are. So
here we are. Hey.
Dreams accomplished.
Look at us.
Look. Who would have thought?
Look at us.
Hey. Look at us.
Yeah.
Well, they can't actually look, but they listen
well,
to
I
us.
Well, I mean,
Yeah, that's right. We're looking at each other right now. Lots of deep,
lots
affectionate eye contact going on right now in the podcasting booth.
Look at us.
Look at us. Anyways, Seth, tell us, what do you do in your free time? What are some hobbies?
Free time for Seth. Disc golf, number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's the second person.
Me
gotta
and
get
the bros,
some disc golf going on.
Gotta get it going on. Me and the bros, my brother Isaac, actually, intern last year, built the disc golf course
right
here at the church.
That's
right. So been playing that a lot. Been playing around Derby, some good courses.
Mm-hmm.
So. Other thing, I've got some buddies. We are big board game folks.
Mm.
So we've been playing a lot of board games, some Settlers of Catan.
Mm.
There's one that many of you might not know about. It's called Shadows Over Camelot.
United we stand. Sorry.
I could keep big going.
Fan.
I know the whole song. But
yes. Big fans of that board game.
Absolutely.
Shadows Over Camelot. Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I actually know what you're talking about. I've played many a game with you.
Oh, yes, you have.
Board games, disc golf. Now, rumors have been flying that you also have an online presence. Is that true?
That is true. This past year, something stirred inside of me, and I decided to act on it, and thus came into the world Ready, Seth, Go.
You
My
birthed
YouTube
Ready,
channel,
Seth, Go.
Yes. Right out there. Just came on out of there, and here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So,
what is
Ready, Seth, Go? I mean,
you know, it's just my YouTube channel I've got going on, just kind of whatever I want it to be, which I was looking for a creative outlet this year. Thought about, you know, doing some painting maybe some coloring. But, you know, that wasn't enough. And so I was like, you know, videography, let's get into that. Let's start doing something.
That's so awesome.
Got some camera lights and some setup, and here we are.
That's awesome. Well, check that out. Subscribe.
There's going to be more content. Yeah, there's going to be more content this summer. Be ready. Eastminster Intern's going to be featured. Going to have some good stuff coming out.
Oh, nice.
Got some ideas.
Well, good deal. Good deal. Well, to transition a little bit, one of the questions we've been asking the other interns is, in the middle of this kind of crazy time in our, you know, we've got pandemic, we've got all the stuff that's been happening the last few weeks, and it's just a chaotic time. How have you been seeking the Lord in this time? What has God been teaching you in the middle of some of these, in these crazy times? Is there a book or a passage of scripture how is God teaching you right now?
Great question. I think one thing that the Lord's really been putting on my heart, especially with all this free time that I've had, it's made me realize one thing that I actually touched on at the start of the year that's kind of been a theme for the year, but really honed in on during this quarantine was the idea of Sabbath and like resting and how important it is to set aside a day for the Lord just once a week. And even if it's not a whole day, just a couple hours, whenever you can find the time to just be intentional and not recreate, but replenish yourself.
Oof. Not recreate, but replenish.
Yeah.
That's catchy.
But yeah, so just, yeah, it's huge. So it's been really helpful. That's good. Really refreshing. Renewing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's good stuff, man.
Matt, you got any more questions?
I'm thinking.
I got a question. When you've walked the entire Eastminster program, right? I mean, when did you start here?
You know, probably the day I was born, maybe the day after.
So you have your history with Eastminster, and now you're an intern. What is one piece of advice you would give our students? As someone who's done it all.
Oh, man.
And you had to condense down. You had to find one little nugget.
Only one nugget.
And share it with the students. What would you say? And if you want to give a couple nuggets, that's fine. Yeah. But
you know, going through the whole program, you know, growing up here, basically being raised here, like so much of my life, so many of my great memories are in this room, in this church, on this campus.
Yeah.
I would say just go for it. Like show up. Like maybe sometimes you're going to be one of five people at an event, you know?
Yeah.
And those happen, but be there because those memories that you make at those small events, hanging out with folks, just in fellowship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that I still remember to this day, like Super Bowl parties with seven people there, but we made a fort out of chairs. Or, you know, yeah, exactly. Matt remembers that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Just send it. Go for these things. Don't be afraid to be the only one that you might know, because you'd be surprised how many great friends you'll make along the way. So.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
That's a good word.
That's one of the things I was talking to Mike about the other day was your class in particular. You guys had your ups and downs kind of through middle school, through high school, but by the time you guys graduated, maybe the tightest both guys and girls classes we've had that have stuck together, even if like you guys aren't still hanging out all the time today, you guys still have that bond that like will never go away.
Oh yes.
Like you definitely. Even got to do ministry together out at the woods and like just stuff about your, that's just a really special class, and at least in my memory.
Yeah.
That it's awesome.
It's great. Good work.
100%. Cool.
Matt, any last questions?
We're good.
All right. Nice. Hey, Seth, glad to have you. Thank you for participating.
Oh, yes. Such a pleasure.
What is one last word to our viewers?
Intuitive.
Thank you. That was Seth Montgomery, everybody. All right.
Grace and peace.